My question of the week, why bother with the Old Testament? That's a question that comes from the mistaken view that the New Testament is different from and contradicts the New. Now, we've been looking at this. You'll see, you cannot understand these words without the Old Testament that we've been looking at here in Peter's speech. Now, the New Testament is different in that it builds upon and shows us more light. But it's like the curtain being drawn more open. It doesn't contradict. Take, for example, the question of judgment. Jesus speaks more of the ultimate judgment, hell, than anyone in the Old Testament. You know, people sometimes go, oh, I believe in the Jesus of the New Testament, not the God of judgment of the Old Testament. But the God of judgment of the Old Testament is a God of mercy and grace. And the Jesus of the New Testament is a God who speaks about hell. The two go together. We bother with the Old Testament because Jesus did and because Jesus told to. You cannot be a follower of Christ and ignore what Jesus said about the Old Testament and through the Old Testament. We bother with the Old Testament because it gives us Christ. These are the scriptures that speak of me. We bother with the Old Testament because it helps us understand the new, the old adage. The new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. We bother with the Old Testament because it's full of practical wisdom. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture. And there they were speaking about the Old Testament. All the Old Testament is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, that's not to say there are not enormous difficulties in the Old Testament, as there are in the New, but particularly some parts of the Old Testament. But it is to say that it's worth examining, studying, and overcoming these difficulties, reading them in the light of Christ.